DJW Mobile.
WA Mobile.
Way I go when you're leaving.
Like, come in with the traffic over in Greer along Way Hampton when I don't have to. I go right out here and hit Burn Smith Parkway, and it's 60-65 all the way back to Way Hampton, and then I jump over to Hampton Road, but straight up in there, and I'm home.
81. That's smooth sailing. Probably not many people on it either, huh?
Gonna be out there tonight is some warehousemen and some working people and trucks coming in and out of the inland port. There's not a whole lot of those trucks coming in and out of there with those containers. Man, that most 99% of that goes in and out of there with by rail.
I didn't know they redid the hotspot over here on Buncombe, where Buncombe meets 101. Have you seen that lately?
What?
They did that. It doesn't even look recognizable anymore. I guess the other one was kind of run down. I think it used to be a Sinks and a McDonald's combined. Now it's a hotspot and a McDonald's. And it's completely redone.
Okay. Well, that's right there at the railroad tracks, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, you're right before, right after, I can't remember, but right near the railroad tracks, yep.
Jordan Oil has run that one for a very long time, and I mean, it was a really, really busy place, and it still is a really busy place, but, yeah, it could stand some fixing up.
And click that one off the list. There used to be a Chinese place behind there, over on 101, but inside that triangle that's made with those three roads. And it was the best Chinese place for getting Chinese food. I mean, it was good. They served you lots of good food, and it wasn't very expensive. I think they went out of business, though. They were just doing too good.
But they're at 14, aren't you?
Is that 14 or 1? I can't. I don't know. I don't know where 101 and 14. They run parallel for a little while, right?
Yeah. But you're talking about there where they had a McDonald's in there with the hotspot, and they had a Bojangles across the road.
That's true. But across the other road, behind the hotspot. Not across the street from the Bojangles is in front of and across the street from it. I'm talking about on the opposite end, behind it.
Oh no, I know that Chinese place very well. Now they, I don't know what happened to them, Dave. They just, you know, it just kind of frittered out, and they left out of there, relocated. But they tried to put in some kind of big-time franchise hot dog place in there at one point, and I don't think it made it.
Order food from the Chinese place at home, and then I just drive up there and pick it up. And it was a whole bunch of food. It lasted like 2 days. One meal lasts 2 days, and it was good.
Did a good job, and especially with their shrimp lo mein. Their lo mein was really good.
The ones that had big shrimp in it. Is that the same one you're talking about?
Deep fried shrimp, did you?
I don't know, but it's good. I don't know what Amy got either. I used to know it by heart. I'd pick it by menu item numbers. I just give her the numbers, and then I'd go up there and pick it up, and it was always good, and it was always consistent.
I'm glad I've got the sweetheart that I've got, because whenever I go somewhere like that, she just look at me and say, well, you know, just whatever, just surprise me, as long as you get me some egg drop soup and a shrimp there from there. Why did I do that? It didn't matter what I ordered her. She was happy.
His egg rolls that they had. And she'd always slip, the girl up there that was doing the cash register, she'd always slip a menu in there so that when you got home, if you didn't throw that away, if you put it in a drawer, you always had a menu somewhere in the house. Because they'd always give you a menu every time you left.
That. Yep. Hey, how long do you eat barbecue?
Much barbecue.
Yep. back before COVID, and it was not so hot, and I quit going over there. Are they any better now? Because I used to love their hash.
For a while, she's the one that likes barbecue, and I'll tolerate it. She likes it, and especially mutts. But there for about 3 years around the COVID time, she quit mutts altogether. And then we tried it again later and said, hey, that's back to being good again. So I don't know if it was her taste buds got reconditioned for it or what, but she kind of did the same thing you did. Didn't like it there for a while and then went back to it, and it was pretty good.
That's just it. That's what I'm asking you. Are they decent again? So apparently they are. All right, I'll have to take Sue in there and talk her into going back because it was not a good situation the last time we were in there. And we were out and about on yesterday afternoon, and I suggested we go by there and give them another try. You know, nobody bats a thousand. And now she wasn't having none of it yesterday, so. Yeah, maybe I can talk her into it on another day. Because, like I said, I used to have their hash over rice. Ooh, it was good.
We liked it a whole lot, but Amy used to like it a whole lot. So I found something I could eat. And, but the thing with me is it was heavy, really heavy food. I mean, it didn't take much at all for me, and I'd be stuffed. And I wouldn't have even have put a dent in the plate. And I was stuffed. It was just way too heavy.
I said about nobody bats a thousand. Well, Sue and I went out and did a bunch of stuff today and took care of a bunch of errands and a couple things I had to do. And as part of the process, we stopped because we used to take my mom over there back prior to 2017. We went in the S&S cafeteria at Trout Almondine. As you can see, I didn't eat a whole lot tonight because it wasn't settling good.
That for you. I know that's that's a bad feeling. Amy's kind of that same way about Wendy's. She had some bad Wendy's chili one time. I mean, like 3 days bad. And I test her every now and then. You want some Wendy's? And she looks at me with dark daggers coming out of her eyes. She wants nothing to do with Wendy's. I don't think she's ever going to want to go with Wendy's again. W4DJW.
KN4VWA. Bojangles. All you got to do is mention Bojangles and a hot, spicy chicken sandwich, and it's on. You better be in shape to run. Man, oh man, oh man. And I love their chicken. I love their spicy chicken sandwiches. When I'm by myself, I'll go by and get one on purpose. But boy, for your wife, Wendy's. For mine, Bojo's.
I like Bojangles that much. I'll eat it. It is a little bit spicy for me. I like KFC a whole lot better. If it's my choice, but it's not always my choice.
That's just it. Now, when I get chicken, even at Bojangles, I'll have to have about three or four of those little packs of Texas meat to dip the chicken in, even when they have it all spicy, because I love it hot.
Timing. So you know the difference between people that like it really, really hot and people that don't like it really, really hot? You know what makes that differentiation?
Because we're already red hot lovers.
Tons and tons of taste buds on your tongue. You don't need hot and spicy stuff to get the taste out of the food. But if you've only got three or four taste buds, you need it fiery hot. To even get any taste out of it.
No, I don't believe that. I like the flavor of the hot sauce. I like it. It's good. I can eat KFC. I can eat just about any kind of chicken and like it. But like I said, I like that Texas Pete flavor. I put it on a few other things, too.
It's spicy like that. I don't care for it. I've got plenty of taste buds I don't need. I don't need the extra strength just to be able to taste it.
Hey, does she put Texas Pete on her hot dogs?
No, she gets that stuff from Zaxby's. It's called Tongue Torch Sauce. Have you heard of it?
Every single time that I try to go to Zaxby's, the line wraps around the building. And, you know, I've eaten there. Their stuff is good. I have not had that tongue torch. But, you know, there's just, it's like going to a real popular restaurant. I just won't sit and wait for longer than 20 minutes to go in and give somebody my money. I have no patience for that for some reason. I don't know. So, but every time I, especially in Inman, they must be doing a good job up there because every time I go by there, the line starts at the road, goes all the way around the building, all the way back up to the drive-through window.
Come to those who have patience. That's all I can say. I have to wait at Zaxby's every time I go too. But I'm a ham radio operator. I got the ham radio I can talk on, so that just makes the time zip right by. And they don't take long anyway. I mean, their line, yeah, it is long, but it moves pretty fast. And I am at home. So let me know when our first day for cutting the grass at the airfield is, and I'll put it on the calendar. KM4BWA, W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
So, you know, another one that's like that is Chick-fil-A. Man, they get wrapped around twice around the building. And as far as the schedule for the grass mowing, Larry will send out the schedule to everybody that has volunteered. So you'll get an email with that schedule on it. And if you don't, hey, just let me know. I'll forward it to you. And, yeah, that'll be great for us working together on that. I'll come when you get ready to do it. You can come when I get ready to do it. We'll be able to knock it out in an hour or so. So, good deal. Day three, Dave. Now, talk to you later. KN4BWA, still mobile at home.
Sounds good. Be safe for us. We're home. W4DJW clear.